A History of Lesbianism. How they came into the world, the women-loving women came in 3 by 3 and 4 by 4. The women-loving women came in 10 by 10 and 10 by 10 again, until there were more than you could count. They took care of each other the best they knew how, and of each other's children, if they had any. How they lived in the world, the women-loving women learned as much as they were allowed, and walked and wore their clothes the way they liked, whenever they could. They did whatever they knew to be happy or free, and worked and worked and worked. The women-loving women in America were called dykes, and some liked it, and some did not. They made love to each other the best they knew how, and for the best reasons. How they went out of the world, the women-loving women went out 1 by 1, having withstood greater and lesser trials and much hatred from other people. They went out 1 by 1, each having tried in her own way to overthrow the rule of men over women. They tried it 1 by 1 and 100 by 100, until each came in her own way to the end of her life and died. The subject of lesbianism is very ordinary. It's the question of male domination that makes everybody angry. If you lose your lover, rain hurt you. Blackbirds brood over the sky, trees burn down everywhere, brown rabbits run under car wheels. Should your body cry to feel such blue and empty bed, don't bother. If you lose your lover, comb hair, go here or there, get another. In the place where her breasts come together, 2 thumbs width of channel ride my eyes to anchor, hands to angle. In the place where her legs come together, I said, you smell like the ocean, and lay down my tongue beside the dark tooth edge of sleeping. Swim, she told me, and I did. I did. I have come to claim Marilyn Monroe's body for the sake of my own. Dig it up, hand it over, cram it in this paper sack. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Look at those luscious, long brown bones, that wide and crusty pelvis. Ha ha! Oh, she wanted so much to be serious, but she never stops smiling now. Has she lost her mind? Marilyn, be serious. They're taking your picture, and they're taking the pictures of 8 young women in New York City who murdered themselves for being pretty by the same method as you, the very next day after you. I have claimed their bodies, too. They smile up out of my paper sack like brainless Cinderellas. The reporters are furious. They're asking me questions. What right does a woman have to Marilyn Monroe's body? And what am I doing for lunch? They think I mean to eat you. Their teeth are lurid, and they want to pose me, leaning on the shovel, nude. Don't squint. But when one of the reporters comes too close, I beat him, bust his camera with your long, smooth thigh, and with your lovely knuckle bone, I break his eye. Long ago, you wanted to write poems. Be serious, Marilyn. I am going to take you in this paper sack around the world and write on it the poems of Marilyn Monroe, dedicated to all princes, the male poets who were so sorry to see you go before they had a crack at you. They wept for you, and also they wanted to stuff you while you still had a little meat left in useful places. But they were too slow. Now I shall take them my paper sack, and we shall act out a poem together. How would you like to see Marilyn Monroe in action, smiling, and without her clothes? We shall wait long enough to see them make familiar faces, and then I shall beat them with your skull. Hubba, 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 hubba! Marilyn, be serious. Today, I have come to claim your body for my own. The Common Woman. Ella, in a square apron along Highway 80. She's a copper-headed waitress, tired and sharp-worded. She hides her bad brown tooth behind a wicked smile and flicks her ass out of habit to fend off the pass that passes for affection. She keeps her mind the way men keep a knife, keen to strip the game down to her size. She has a thin spine, swallows her eggs cold, and tells lies. She slaps a wet rag at the truck drivers if they should complain. She understands the necessity for pain, turns away the smaller tips out of pride, and keeps a flask under the counter. Once, she shot a lover who misused her child. Before she got out of jail, the courts had pounced and given the child away. Like some isolated lake, her flat blue eyes take care of their own stark bottoms. Her hands are nervous, curled, ready to scrape. The common woman is as common as a rattlesnake. Nadine, resting on her neighbor's stoop. She holds things together, collects bail, makes the landlord patch the largest holes. At the Sunday social, she would spike every drink and offer you half of what she knows, which is plenty. She pokes at the ruins of the city like an armored tank, but she thinks of herself as a ripsaw cutting through knots in wood. Her sentences come out like thick pine shanks, and her big hands fill the air like smoke. She's a mud-chinked cabin in the slums, sitting on the doorstep counting rats and raising 15 children, half of them her own. The neighborhood would burn itself out without her. One of these days, she'll strike the spark herself. She's made of grease and metal, with a hard head that makes the men around her seem frail. The common woman is as common as a nail. Carol in the park, chewing on straws. She has taken a woman lover, whatever shall we do? She has taken a woman lover, how lucky it wasn't you. And all the day through she smiles and lies and grits her teeth and pretends to be shy or weak or busy. Then she goes home and pounds her own nails, makes her own bets, and fixes her own car with her friend. She goes as far as women can go without protection from men. On weekends, she dreams of becoming a tree that dreams it is ground up and sent to the paper factory, where it lies helpless in sheets, until it dreams of becoming a paper airplane and rises on its own current, where it turns into a bird, a great coasting bird that dreams of becoming more free even than that. A feather, finally, or a piece of air with lightning in it. She has taken a woman lover, whatever can we say. She walks around all day quietly, but underneath it, she's electric, angry energy inside a passive form. The common woman is as common as a thunderstorm. Detroit Annie, hitchhiking. Her words pour out as if her throat were a broken artery and her mind were cut glass, carelessly handled. You imagine her in a huge velvet hat with great dangling black feathers, but she shaves her head instead and goes for three-day midnight walks. Sometimes she goes down to the dock and dances off the end of it, simply to prove her belief that people who cannot walk on water are phonies or dead. When she is cruel, she is very, very cool, and when she is kind, she is lavish. Fishermen think perhaps she's a fish, but they're all fools. She figured out that the only way to keep from being frozen was to stay in motion, and long ago converted most of her flesh into liquid. Now, when she smells danger, she spills herself all over like gasoline and lights it. She leaves the taste of salt and iron under your tongue, but you don't mind. The common woman is as common as the reddest wine. Vera, from my childhood. Solemnly swearing to swear as an oath to you, who have somehow gotten to be a pale old woman. Swearing as if an oath could be wrapped around your shoulders like a new coat. For your $28 a week and a bastard boss you'd never let yourself hate. And the work, all the work you did at home, where you never got paid. For your mouth that got thinner and thinner until it disappeared as if you had choked on it, watching the hard liquor break your fine husband down into a dead joke. For the strange mole, like a third eye, right in the middle of your forehead. For your religion, which insisted that people are beautiful golden birds and must be preserved. For your persistent nerve and plain white talk. The common woman is as common as good bread, as common as when you couldn't go on, but did. For all the world, we didn't know we held in common all along. The common woman is as common as the best of bread, and will rise and will become strong. I swear it to you. I swear it to you on my own head. I swear it to you on my common woman's head. She who. She who. She who. Parting on the left, parting on the right, braiding. The woman in three pieces won. She said she was unhappy, and they said they would take care of her. She said she needed love, and so they raped her, and then she wanted to be alone. They locked her into a tiny cell with one tiny window and took away her clothes, turning off all the lights as they left. After a long while, they came back, and she said, "It's so dark." So they shined a very bright light into her face, and she said, "I don't like that." "What's the matter?" they said. And she said, "There is nothing to eat. Couldn't you please give me some water?" So they brought a hose and sprayed her hard with water. "Are you happy now?" they said. And she answered, "Please, I'm so very cold. My bones ache, and I shiver all the time." So they brought huge piles of sticks and newspaper and built a very large fire in her cell. She squeezed her body out of the window and fell a great distance and was killed. The trouble with people like her, they said later, is that no matter how hard you try to please them, they are never satisfied. She who increases what can be done. I shall grow another breast in the middle of my chest. What shall it be? Not like the other ones lying there, those two fried eggs. In the center of my flesh, I shall grow another breast, rounder than a ready fist, slippery as a school of fish, sounder than stone. Call it she who educates my chest. She who? She is not my daughter, not my son. I'm going to groom her with my tongue, needle her senses with my pain, feed her hunches with my brain. She who defends me. Breast number one belongs to some, and breast number two belongs to you, and breast number three is she who works for me. Now I have a longer tongue and three good breasts, and some have none. What can be done? The many minnows are fishes that live in a stream, and Greedybeak is a bird that lives on the land and comes down to the edge of the stream, where he sticks his head under the water and eats the many minnows. After a long time of this, Greedybeak had ate up all but 47 of the many minnows, and they were tired of it, so the next time he approached their stream, they had a plan. They thrust all of their silver scales and fins out as far as they would go, and all in the same direction. The sun's rays glinted off the silver scales and fins, and when Greedybeak looked down, he saw nothing but his own reflection. "There's another Greedybeak down there with my fishes," he screamed, and dove straight into the water in a rage. The 47 remaining many minnows promptly ate him up and turned him into many more many minnows. A geology lesson. Here, the sea strains to climb up on the land, and the wind blows dust in a single direction. The trees bend themselves all one way, and volcanoes explode often. Why is this? Many years back, a woman of strong purpose passed through this section, and everything else tried to follow. The enemies of Shihu call her various names. A whore, a whore, a fishwife, a cunt, a harlot, a pussy, a doxy, a tail, a fishwife, a whore, a hole, a slit, a cunt, a bitch, a slut, a slit, a hole, a whore, a hole, a vixen, a piece of ass, a dame, filly, mare, dove, cow, pig, chick, cat, kitten, bird, dog, dish, a dumb blonde. You black bitch. You white bitch, you brown bitch, you yellow bitch, you fat bitch, you stupid bitch, you stinking bitch, you little bitch, you old bitch, a cheap bitch, a high-class bitch, a two-bit whore, a $2 whore, a $10 whore, a $1 million mistress, a hole, a slut, a cunt, a slit, a cut, a slash, a hole, a slit, a piece of shit, a piece of shit, a piece of shit. She who bears it, bear down, breathe. Bear down, breathe. Bear down, breathe. She who lies down in the darkness and bears it. She who lies down in the lightness and bears it. The labor of she who carries and bears is the first labor. All over the world, the waters are breaking everywhere, everywhere the waters are breaking. The labor of she who carries and bears and raises and rears is the first labor. There is no other first labor. The most blonde woman in the world one day threw off her skin, her hair, threw off her hair, declaring, "Whosoever chooses to love me chooses to love a bald woman with bleeding pores." Those who came then as her lovers were small, hard-bodied spiders with dark eyes and an excellent knowledge of weaving. They spun her blood into long strands and all together wove millions of red webs, webs red in the afternoon sun. "Now," she said, "now I am expertly loved, and now I am beautiful." The woman in three pieces three. I said I was unhappy, and you said I would take care of him. I needed love, he said, and so he raped you, and then everyone wanted to be alone. We locked ourselves into a little cell with one tiny window and took away our clothes, turning off all the lights as we left. After a long time, we came back, and I said, it's so dark. So we shined a bright light into his face, and you said, he doesn't like that. What's the matter, I said, and you said, there is nothing to eat. Couldn't you please give him some water? So we brought a hose and sprayed me hard with water. Are you happy now, I said, and you answered, please, he is so very cold. My bones ache, and I shiver all the time. So you brought huge piles of sticks and newspapers, and he built a very large fire in our cell. You squeezed my body out of the window, and we fell a great distance and were killed. The trouble with people like us, we said later, is that no matter how hard I try to please you, I am never satisfied. Foam on the rim of the glass, another wave breaking. Foam on the rim of the glass, another wave breaking. She once wanted to be a sailor. Now she sits at the bar drinking like a sailor. I am the wall at the lip of the water. I am the rock that refused to be battered. I am the dike in the matter, the other. I am the wall with the womanly swagger. I am the dragon, the dangerous dagger. I am the bull dyke, the bull dagger. And I have been many a wicked grandmother, and I shall be many a wicked daughter. The woman whose head is on fire, the woman with a noisy voice, the woman with too many fingers, the woman who never smiled once in her life, the woman with a bony body, the woman with moles all over her, the woman who cut off her breast, the woman with a large bobbing head, the woman with one glass eye, the woman with broad shoulders, the woman with calloused elbows, the woman with a sunken chest, the woman who is part giraffe, the woman with five gold teeth, the woman who looks straight ahead, the woman with enormous knees, the woman who can lick her own clitoris, the woman who screams on the trumpet, the woman whose toes grew together, the woman who says, I am what I am, the woman with rice under her skin, the woman who owns a machete, the woman who plants potatoes, the woman who murders the kangaroo, the woman who stuffs clothing into a sack, the woman who makes a great racket, the woman who fixes machines, the woman whose chin is sticking out, the woman who says, I will be, the woman who carries laundry on her head, the woman who is part horse, the woman who asks so many questions, the woman who cuts somebody's throat, the woman who gathers peaches, the woman who carries jars on her head, the woman who howls, the woman whose nose is broken, the woman who constructs buildings, the woman who has fits on the floor, the woman who makes rain happen, the woman who refuses to menstruate, the woman who sets broken bones, the woman who sleeps out on the street, the woman who plays the drums, the woman who is part grasshopper, the woman who herds cattle, the woman whose will is unbending, the woman who hates kittens, the woman who escaped from the jailhouse, the woman who is walking across the desert, the woman who buries the dead, the woman who taught herself writing, the woman who skins rabbits, the woman who believes her own word, the woman who chews bear skins, the woman who eats cocaine, the woman who thinks about everything, the woman who has the tattoo of a bird, the woman who puts things together, the woman who squats on her haunches, the woman whose children are all different colors, singing, I am the will of the woman, my will is unbending. When she who moves the earth will turn over, when she who moves, the earth will turn over. A plain song from an older woman to a younger woman. Am I not olden, olden, olden? It is unwanted. Wanting, wanting. Am I not broken, stolen, common? Am I not crinkled, cranky, poison? Am I not glinty-eyed and frozen? Am I not aged, shaky, glazing? Am I not hazy, guarded, craven? Am I not only, stingy, little? Am I not simple, brittle, spitting? Was I not overridden? It is a long story. Will you be proud to be my version? It is unwritten. Writing. Am I not ancient, raging, patient? Am I not able, charming, stable? Was I not building, forming, braving? Was I not ruling, guiding, naming? Was I not brazen, crazy, chosen? Even the stones would do my bidding. It is a long story. Am I not proud to be your version? It is unspoken. Speaking. Am I not elder, berry, brandy? Are you not wine before you find me in your own beaker? Do you not turn away your shoulder? Have I not shut my mouth against you? Are you not shamed to treat me meanly when you discover you become me? Are you not proud that you become me? I will not shut my mouth against you. Do you not turn away your shoulder? We who brew in the same bitters that boil us away, we both need stronger water. We're touched by a similar nerve. I am new like your daughter. I am the will and the riverbed made bolder by you, my oldest river. You are the way. Are we not olden, olden, olden?